It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Did you ever do that? Always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Dropped my coat right on the floor of the closet. Did you ever do that when you were trying to hang something up? Well, children aren't the only people who make mistakes or have accidents like that. No, sir. This is a panda kit. See what it says? Panda kit. Look, does this look the same to you? Panda kit. Those are the same words. And on this side, too. Panda kit. And that's just what it is. My nephew wanted a panda to hold, so I thought I'd just try to make one for him with this kit. Come to the kitchen. We'll work on it together. Hi, fish. Already done some of it. See here? Looks like you could make a puppet without the stuffing and all. Now that's part of it, and this is another part. Can imagine how that fits? That's supposed to go inside it somewhere. It goes in like this. See there? And then you can move those wires and make it in a different position. Okay, this is some recycled stuff that we can use for stuffing. And just stuff the panda. I like to take my time when I'm doing something like this. So I think it'll be fun for my nephew. It's all finished. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to make a panda toy for my nephew boy, and anything I do. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. So I like to take my time. Do you have any kind of a toy that's stuffed with things like this? Stuffing ever come out? I'm going to try to snap it up here. Oh, there's the telephone. That's going to need some more stuffing. We'll take care of this just a little bit. Let's see who it is. Hello? Oh, hi, Elsie. Oh, making a toy. Yeah. Well, yes, I'd like to. Sure. All right, fine. Potter, you say? Good. Okay. Bye-bye. It's Elsie Neal. She's over at her craft shop, and she'd like us to come over because there's a potter there. Somebody who works with clay, you know, and makes beautiful things. Let's go along and see her. We'll take care of the toy when we get back. To Elsie Neal's.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Elsie.
You haven't met Bill. This
Hello,
is Bill,
Bill
Strickland. Bill, this is Fred.
Glad
Rogers.
To meet you.
My pleasure.
We want to see you make a pot. What do you call throwing a pot? Is that what it's called?
Basically, it's called throwing. What I'm doing now is wedging the clay to get the air out.
Let's see. It's like kneading dough, isn't it?
Very similar to making bread.
Throwing it, huh?
That's throwing it.
That water you put on?
Right, this keeps the clay slippery while I'm working with it. Otherwise, it'll stick to your hands.
I see.
This is called centering. And I'm going to make a bowl shape. So I push the clay down to the wheel. Open it up. Now the clay is open this way to the right.
Boy, look at that come out.
Now I'm going to lift it up to establish the wall. Now this pot is finished, except for the finishing touches. Get the water out of the bottom, and then make the final shape. Once this is finished, it can be used in the oven to cook food in. The clay becomes stone after it's fired.
So your final touches will be glazing,
right?
After drying?
After it dries, then you add glaze and then put it in the oven.
Which are your colors.
Right.
Oh.
Well.
Just this illustrates that the clay can be reused time and time again as long as it's not fired.
Do you make something else out of this?
I'll make a higher shape for you to show you what I'm talking about.
How many times can you use that clay?
Almost unlimited, until the clay won't stretch anymore. It loses its plasticity. You repeat the wedging procedure all over again.
Boy, that clay feels like mud.
It basically is mud. Very similar to the clay and you dig down after you cut down about 2 feet in the backyard. It's essentially the same stuff.
A lot of children who like to make things out of mud. I remember making mud pies when I was little. There was one time I didn't like to work with mud. And then a little later when I got older, I liked it.
That's basically how I got interested in pies.
Is it?
Making mud pies.
Huh? That's interesting to hear that.
This is the centering procedure again.
go through that each time?
Each time you do the pot, it has to be centered. Wet the clay again. Well, this time, instead of going as far out, I'll only go halfway out and push the clay up. That gives me a basis to grip the clay and pull it up.
Yeah, it's interesting to think that a tall object doesn't take any more clay than a shallow, lower object.
That's true. That's to make the top of the clay even. You go back down to the bottom of the clay and you keep pulling the clay up till it gets thin. And it goes into the kind of shape that you like. Any clay that you don't need, you cut away with a stick.
That's a special stick, isn't it?
Right. It has an angle on it so that you can dig it under the clay and force it away from the wheel. Now I'll shape the pot. It's completely pulled up. And the final step is to give it some form.
It's like you're squeezing that clay between your two
fingers.
Hands.
That's exactly right. That's what you're doing. This is the type of shape, like the pot up and back. I thought the children might be interested in seeing the similarity between the two.
I'll go get that one. Is that one that you made?
Right.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Kelsey.
Do you know Bill Strickland?
No.
Hi, Bob. Oh, I won't shake your hand. I've got clay all over it.
See what you mean. Nice to meet you.
This is a finished one that he had made.
Wow.
That's the same way that this pot was made. The only difference between this one and this one has been fired and this one is not.
Beautiful sound. Yeah.
Sounds like China.
Yes.
You have two different colors of glaze on that one.
Right.
Are they put on at the same time, or is one put on?
One glaze is put over top as the pot is rolled in a barrel of glaze, taken out, and then the second glaze is poured on top of the cup. And it streaks down over the top, so it looks like it's an accident. Then it's dried, put in a kiln, and then it's fired like bread, only about 1,600 degrees more temperature.
Well, then this will have to dry for a while and then be baked, isn't
right.
it?
It takes 2 days to dry completely so the water comes out of the clay. Then it's fired once, then it's fired a second time, and the second time is the glaze firing, which makes it hard and permanent. Pottery is one of the hardest substances known to man, and this will be here probably 20 centuries after I'm dead and gone.
Boy, is that beautiful. Well, we're mighty glad you're around now to show us this kind of thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elsie, for letting me
know. Oh, wait. Before you go, Fred, I'm going to give you some clay so that you can go home and practice. Here's your piece.
Thank you very much. I'll work on it and come take a lesson from you someday,
Bye.
Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks
see
for coming, Fred. We'll see you.
Bet. Bye.
Bye.
Let me see you do that again.
Oh, you want a piece, too?
Strickland's a great artist, isn't he? Imagine being able to make such beautiful things. He uses a lot of big words in his work. Yeah, words that we'll learn more about someday. I have an idea. I think I'll just take this piece of clay to my nephew, and when I give him this toy that's finished, he might want to make a panda toy out of the clay, or he might want to do something else with it. It could use a little more stuffing. In the meantime, why don't we have some make-believe? Hey. This could be the castle. Could you pretend that that's the castle? And suppose that there is a panda in the neighborhood of make-believe, and the panda's hiding somewhere behind the castle, and Bob Dog is out here barking at it, ruff, ruff. Could you bark like that? Ruff, ruff, for Bob Dog. And Lady Aberlin is trying to find out why Bob Dog is barking so much. Okay, could you pretend that? All right, suppose that this is the neighborhood of make-believe, the trolley coming around here.
Bob Dog? Oh, there you are. I've been calling and calling you. What are you barking about? I don't see anything. Is there something in there? Is it something that will bite?
I don't know.
Come out, whoever you are. We won't hurt you if you won't hurt us. A purple paw. What do you suppose it... Bob Dog, you're scaring it. Try not to growl until we know what it's like.
Okay.
Oh. Come on out. We're not going to growl. We're not going to hurt you.
What's going on out here? First I hear a lot of barking and growling, then it gets very quiet, and then...
Oh, it's gone again.
What's gone again?
We don't know, Corny, but something is in there.
Well, you'd better get a gun.
Why?
It might be unfriendly.
Oh, a gun would just make things worse.
Oh, well, I'll stand guard right here.
Okay. Come on out. We're friendly people, and we want to help you. Won't you come out?
It has two paws.
Two very nice purple paws.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Don't let it get too close.
Oh, Corny, it wasn't going to hurt me. Now, if I need help, I'll come to you right away.
Okay, just want to take care of you.
I know that, Corny, and I just want to see what we can do for the stranger. That's right.
Strange it is.
I think he's frightened. Come on out. I'll take you by the paw. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Lady Aberlin. I live here.
I am Purple Panda. I live on Planet Purple.
Planet Purple? Oh, sorry.
Do you know Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Lady Elaine Fairchild visited Planet Purple.
That's right.
Where is Lady Elaine Fairchild now?
She's probably over at her museum. Shall we go and find her?
Shall we go and find her?
Well, I guess you're all right now. I'll get back to work.
Wait a minute, Corny.
Yeah.
Purple Panda, this is Bob Dog, and this is Mr. Cornflake especially.
I am Purple, pleased to meet you, Bob Dog, and Mr. Cornflake especially.
Well, I don't think he'll give you any trouble.
I don't think so either, Corny. Mm. Thanks for taking care of us.
Oh, sure. See y'all.
Lady Elaine's museum is just over this way.
Is that who I think it is? Is that Planet Purple's panda? Well, I'll be a purple peanut. How in the world did you get here?
Lady Elaine Fairchild, discoverer of Planet Purple.
You're looking at her. As I say, how did you get here?
I got here by the purple way.
I think he was a little frightened at first, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, I barked at him a lot.
And Corny spoke very loudly.
Well, he seems fine now. Are you fine, Purple Panda?
I am fine.
Well, what's the news from the old Purple Planet?
The news from Purple Planet is that Paul and Pauline will be coming to the neighborhood of make-believe for a visit.
Oh.
They will probably come tomorrow if the purple way is clear. Prepare for Paul and Pauline. Prepare.
Hey, Paul and Pauline. Which ones?
It does not make any difference which one. All Pauls are the same. All Paulines are the same. Prepare.
Oh, it's really going to be fascinating to meet some other people from the Purple Planet.
Didn't I tell you? Just to think, I discovered that planet.
And now people from that planet are going to be coming down to visit you in this neighborhood.
Oh, there's lots to do. Come on inside my museum, Purple Panda, and we'll talk about Paul and Pauline's visit maybe tomorrow.
I will come inside.
Come just around this way, sweetie. Just this way. That's it.
Paul and Pauline.
Yes. I wonder what they'll be like.
Like anybody else, I guess.
Anybody else on Planet Purple. Hi, Trolley.
Hi, Trolley. Woo-hoo!
There's no such thing as a purple panda, except in make-believe. No, real-life pandas are black and white, look a little like this toy, and they're very, very big and strong. Yeah, they might look playful, but oh boy, are they strong. I think I have a film of a real-life panda. Let's look for it. I'd like you to see one. Yep. Here it is. Live panda. Let's just press our button and show the panda film. Picture. Thank you. they eat that bamboo. Almost every panda in the world lives in China. Real pandas move for themselves, sure. With a toy panda, a person has to move it. Yeah. Well, I hope my nephew will like that. We'll think more about Paul and Pauline and what they look like. They'll be pretend people, sure, in the neighborhood of make-believe from Planet Purple. You know something? I'm glad you're a real person. Gives me a good feeling to know that you're my television neighbor. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it such a special day, wherever you are. You know how, by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.